Blog Talk Radio.
You just don't know what you do to me.
Bad.
Give me all the chicken heads from Pasadena to Medina. Bet big, get in between your dentist. Yeah. The prognosis, doses, blends and bends like Twizzlers. Biggest fit into hurt, what's under that skirt? Who filling them with octane? Got them gassed up, about to get blasted up, son. The last one, heard the mother, brother, miss him. I seen it when he kissed him at the wake, made his body shake. The high guy is 8-bit, the eyes smoke, pink, rap, terror, four chrome, and terror.
Two,
five, by deliverance, the fifth is conspicuous. Bad boy, 6 to 95, ridiculous. My rap lines is like landmines. One step, kaboom, black suit filled the room. So women make it serve.
You are listening to the 30 Plus WTF show. The Flamika.
In the middle of the day now, baby. Good evening, good evening. This is Malika and Brittany, and we are the 30 Plus WTF show, where we talk about what is necessary. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, Malika. How you doing?
Awesome. I am awesome.
Wonderful.
How about you?
Oh, wonderful. I am so much better. You know, I had that smoker's cough for a while. I think I just needed some rest. So I'm really good now. I'm really good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
This past weekend, I did absolutely nothing. So I think that helped.
Sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you got to do that. You got to take time for yourself and just be
right?
still. For a minute.
Be still
for a minute.
I mean, and listen and think. Like, I did laundry and went to the grocery store, and that was it. Like, it was such a good weekend. I've been running for like a month straight, and I was like, oh, I need a minute. So it was really good. How about you? How you feeling? How you doing? What's happening? Everything good? That was like 16
questions. Yes, everything is good. Like, no complaints. You know, God is good,
right.
And you know,
all the
opening
time.
New doors. Yes, He is all the time. And yeah, girl, things are
well.
Good.
I have to say, I'm not telling you what I did, but I just need you to have send me some positive. And our listeners, I need y'all to send, like, your most positive thoughts for me. And when this stuff happens, y'all will be the second to know because I have to tell Malika. But y'all just send me all your positive love and energy to make what this happen. So.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's just us girls today. I love it.
Yes,
I love it.
Yes.
And it's ladies' night. And, you know, it is what is on Brit's mind, right? I know sometimes
yes,
you like, girl, this might be scary. But
it is Halloween, so.
It is Halloween. This isn't meaning to be scary. I just want to tell y'all I had to invest in a new phone, and yes, it is basically a luxury car payment because I don't know what happened. Phones used to be like, you know, I mean, when they got up there in the $100 mark, I was like, oh, okay, the $200, then the $5. I'm not exaggerating. This phone was like $800. I don't know what's happening.
Mm.
I mean, it doesn't wake up and go fix me breakfast and then go to work for me. Like, I need the phone to do that. And please somebody let me know when you find that because this is crazy. Anyway, that was my baby rant for today. Like, for real, this phone costs like a car payment. What's going on?
An arm and a leg. I know.
An arm and a leg, literally.
Yeah, it's one of my techie type friends. He said the best phone, well, the most durable, long lasting that was built to last was the iPhone 4. He was like, everything after the iPhone 4 is built to break. It costs more, but it's built to break within a year. Yeah, he used to work for, you know, I should put their name out there. Might need them for endorsement one day, but,
don't put them out there. But I had the 4, I traded it in for the 5. And I know people that their kids have the 4, and it does still work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had the 5, and the screen recently started going out. And I was like, wait a minute. You know what I mean? Then when I got the email that I was getting my new phone was on the way, I accidentally literally dropped my phone 2 feet and the screen broke. I guess it was mad because I knew I had ordered a new phone. And so it was like, oh, fine, you don't want me no more, and literally broke. And the screen now looks like, I don't know, it looks crazy. But I want to keep this phone to make it my, you know, my little music, my little, you know, iPod.
Mm-hmm.
But the screen is jacked and it's fading. So I don't know what to do. Anyway, that's
Girl.
Where I am with that. It's so crazy. It's so crazy. So I know the phone saga. Wow, it is a saga, and this one has new stuff on it, and it's like twice as big as my old phone, so I'm all excited. And then I had to pay for a case, and then a screen protector. $85 later, like I was like, what?
Yeah,
am I buying a car? Like, what's happening? I swear, I've spent around. Almost $1,000 on this phone for the case
Girl.
And the cover. Whatever. Anyway, I know it's rough.
I tell everybody I miss my iPhone 4 because let me tell you, I only had to charge that phone up once every 3-4 days. I had to charge it up. But this new phone I got, girl, I swear I have to charge it every day. Every single day I got to charge it.
What do you mean every day? I have to charge mine at least twice a day. Yeah. Every day. And then if I'm on it during the day a lot, then I have to charge it during the day and then at night. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. They're raking in the dough.
You know which phone I miss for real? I miss my Razor. I had a Motorola Razr that I loved. I loved that phone.
Mm-mm.
It was really, you know, that old flip phone. It was like the first stainless steel. I thought I was doing it when I had that $150 phone. You couldn't tell me nothing. I whip out my Razr. It had the camera on it. What? I was like, don't hate. This is the way of the future. I thought I was doing
Let me just put it out there. I love iPhone. I love Apple. I love Mac. I can't use anything else.
We've drank the Kool-Aid, and I'm hooked on it. I'm hooked on this Kool-Aid. I'm caught in the iPhone matrix. Like, I can't get rid of it up. Because I went and looked at the other phones, and I was like, no. I mean, how am I going to pair this with my MacBook? I'm like, for real?
No, it doesn't compare.
Really?
It does not compare.
I know. It's rough. It's rough. You iPhone people, I know. I'm caught in the matrix. I'm caught in it. I'm hooked.
Yes.
And it's so bad. And I can't give it up.
So,
but anyway.
It is Brittany Monday. What's on Brittany's mind? I got my wine ready. I'm ready to have deep reflection. Deep
okay, you
thought.
Ready? Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'll start with my, I don't know where to start. Okay. So I don't know where this particular question came from, but you know how we talk about, you know, if you could go back, what would you say to your younger self? I mean, what would you do? What lessons? What, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times, mm-hmm. I know I've said that to us. You know, we've discussed that. Like, what would you tell mm-hmm. your younger self? So I don't know. This came to me one day, and I turned the question around. What would your oldest self, yourself on your deathbed, say to you now? I was like, and then I had to think about that, right? Like, what would yourself that, and listeners, what would yourself that has lived your whole life say to you at your point in your life right now? So when I thought about this,
goodness, Brittany, Lord, girl.
Isn't that crazy, though? Isn't that a big question? Because then I had to really think about this. And when I thought about it for myself, I'm going to let you think. I'm not putting you on the spot, Malika. You're like, wow. So when I thought about this question, I plan to live until I'm like 150 at this point. And my oldest self, I think, would say to me right now, like, you're on the other side of some stuff, but you still got some living to do, and it's going to be great. And you have to just go out there and get it. I think I would be the type, I'm the type of person that likes to know stuff. I love surprises, but still I like to know stuff. So in terms of my life, you know, I would have 75 million questions, and I feel like my oldest self would probably be the asshole that I know I can be and be like, oh, you'll figure it out. You're going to do it. I'm just telling you, this time, this is what I think my oldest self would say to me, for real. Like, I'm not going to give you any answers. And, you know, then me and my oldest self would probably get in an argument. And then my oldest, you know, my 100-year-old self would be like, I'm on my deathbed, crazy. Really? Are you going to act like this? And I would be like, yeah. So I've had this whole argument with myself, by the way. But it would probably, it would really go like, look, there were some years in the middle there that were kind of iffy. And you came out and you made it through all of that, and you are still the same person that you wanted to be and that you were growing into. You know what I mean? That the struggles mm-hmm. didn't take you out. They might have took you down a little bit for a while, but they did not take you out. And you are still that same person you thought you would be when you were like 10, 15, or 20. And so I just think that it would be such an interesting, fun conversation with my oldest self.
Your oldest self. That is deep.
Your oldest self.
Yourself is on its deathbed.
Yeah, I mean, like that old. Like, it's curtains. It's like the end. You know what I'm saying? This is not, you know, hey, girl. You know, no. This is, you know, hey. We're about to do, we're done.
So what do I think my oldest self would say to me? Is that what the question is?
Well, okay. My question was, yeah, what would your oldest self say to you? But also, would you have any questions, mm-hmm. any questions for yourself? And like I said, I know I would have these questions, but I wouldn't get an answer. My oldest self would be an asshole and not answer me.
Yeah. Oh, girl, that's a good one.
Yeah, thanks. I feel like this is a good one.
Wow. I would ask my older self, how I imagine my older self is like in my later 80s on my deathbed, later 80s, mm-hmm. knocking 90.
Yeah, me too. Like old.
How did I get there?
Right.
How did I get mm-hmm. to live that long? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one. How did I get to this age?
Yeah, how did I get there? Mm-hmm. Not quite sure what my older self would tell me. That's a $1 million question right there.
Really?
What my older self would tell me. Girl, that's a tough one. I don't know what my older self would actually tell me. Probably to not care so much.
Mm.
I think my older self would say not to care so much, and I think that my older self would tell me that, because, you know, it can be a weight, you know, because you're caring about so many people.
Yes, ma'am.
So you gotta.
I think that's part of my type of thing that I'm talking about. That, you know, I say that to people all the time, that I love hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just, and it's hard to not. It's hard to not be me and care and think about and feel things and stuff like that. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would think my older self would tell me that, and not to let so many blessings, don't sacrifice so many blessings for others, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That type of thing. And I think that's what my older self would say, and to definitely get closer and closer to God more and more each day, because I think as people get older, you know, they want to get into heaven, so, you know, they start really doing right and getting closer and closer to God. So I think my older self would tell me something like that. And
start earlier.
Yes. And my question, really my question would be, how did they do it? Or how did I do it?
Yeah.
Sure. I ask myself, how did you do it?
Sure.
Give me a map, write it out, tell me what did you do to get to where you are.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I know, and like you're saying, I know I would ask that, and my older self would never tell me. Be like, yeah, you're going to figure that out.
The Oracle in the Matrix.
Mine would be like,
figure it out.
Right, it'd be riddles. I don't think it would be riddles, because, you know, I think mine would just be like, mm-hmm, yeah, I know you, I am you, and no, I'm not writing a map, you know what I mean? Maybe I give myself little breadcrumbs or little hints, like, you know that you're wrestling with that decision at this point, how about yes or no for something? You know what I mean? It would be like one of those.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like yay or nay for some decisions that my older self knows. Because my other question would be like, when would you meet this person? When would you meet your person? And I feel like my questions would be different 10 years ago than they would be now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
15 years ago, it'd be a totally different discussion than it would be now.
That's
because,
true.
You know, And I just feel like now I would have specifics, like, look. But I feel like I wouldn't answer them. I feel like my 85, 95, 105-year-old self would be like, you know I'm not going to tell you. So, I just, yeah.
But they got to give you,
like
yourself got to give you a little something, a little breadcrumb, a little.
Oh, yeah. It'd be,
piece of the
it
puzzle.
Would be like bread. It would be. It would be like that whatever decision, you know, like deciding to take that job, that's a great idea. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I would get a few answers, but not all of them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like that. I wouldn't get every answer. I'd just get a couple. Because I would just be like that.
Girl, that was a deep one. Okay, what else?
Okay. You're like, okay, that was deep. All right. Isn't that interesting? So, what was my other question? Which, your caring so much leads into. Because I've been watching a little bit of the Cubs game. After, you know, 10 million years, the Cubs are in the freaking World Series, if you've been under a rock, if you live in Chicago. And it's very interesting to me that if you know anybody that's a Cub fan, you know, they are a die-hard, loyal Cub fan because the Cubs haven't won nothing in forever. I mean, they won something like in the 90s, the 2000s. They won this one, but it didn't work out. They had to escort the dude out of the stadium. That was hilarious. That reached over to catch that ball. That would have let them win. I remember that distinctly. But anyway, and I started thinking about the idea that, you know, like fans of sports will, you know, pay thousands of dollars for tickets, and especially sports that, like football or something, in inclement weather will stand out in the freezing cold and cheer their, you know, team on. And, you know, that's a fan, and that's a loyal fan. And so I started thinking about the word loyalty and being loyal and what exactly it means. And what it means in my life, and why do we need loyalty? So, for me, I tell people this metaphor, and it's by no stretch of the imagination, it's not supposed to be used. But my point is, if I cannot call you at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, come outside in 20 minutes with a shovel and don't ask me no questions, we can't be friends. We really can't be friends because that's the type of backup I need in my life. And that it would ever come to that is not, you know, not even the question. But for somebody looking at me to think that, because I feel like for my friends, I would do that, no question asked. You know what I'm saying? If Malika, you call me at 3 o'clock, like, girl, can you be in front of your house in 20 minutes? Please don't ask me. Just get in the car. And I'm like, well, damn. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like a yes or no. At that point. But that's the type of ride or die I need in my life in general. And now that's extreme, of course. But I started thinking about this because of, I just felt, sometimes I feel like maybe I do too much, or maybe I care too much, or maybe I put myself out too much. And then I felt like it wasn't reciprocated. I feel like I have checked on or tried to make keep contact with people. And then I have to look at myself. Am I the loyal friend that I want? But then at some point in the last, especially in the last year, I stopped checking in general. I stopped checking, calling, texting.
And he's like, I stopped checking.
Because it was so interesting because I was like, why is this a one-sided relationship? That I'm the one looking, checking, trying to figure out if you're okay, offering my assistance. Like, why is it? Why is it? And I understand that I'm in a different situation than a lot of people. Like, I don't have children. You know what I'm saying? That I need to nurture and raise and feed and work for. I am in a different situation, but a text every month is not that difficult. Ain't nobody that busy. Nobody is that busy to make a text, to send a text message, hey, how you doing? Not that many words. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So this is what I started thinking about. And why do we need loyalty? My thing is, there are people that I don't talk to anymore, and I don't badmouth them. I don't try and spread their business. There's some things I don't do, and I wouldn't do because of what our relationship used to be, even though it's not that anymore. And I feel like that is not everybody's position. And unfortunately for me, it's made me more guarded about meeting new people. Because I'm like, I don't know if I can tell you anything and I won't see it, hear it, somebody say it back to me on social media or, you know, in general. So I don't know. I mean, has this made me more jaded, guarded? I don't know. I just think about the fact that somebody would spend thousands of dollars and take time off from work and go sit in the stands and watch some folks play baseball. That's some type of loyalty to that team. You know what I'm saying? And then are we as loyal to the people we care about? Are we as loyal to the contacts in our phone? Are we as loyal to our Facebook friends? Are we as loyal to the people we call our friends? Not even our Facebook friends. I'm talking about your real friends, the people you see and talk to, not the ones on an app in your phone.
Right. Okay.
So that's where I am with it.
Wow. Girl, that was a lot. That was a lot of thought.
Yeah, I know. I know, right? I've been thinking.
I see. Oh, Lord.
I know, right?
Loyalty is really, that's golden. Loyalty is golden. It's so hard to find. It's a treasure. It is so hard to find. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I'm loyal to those that I know who would go to the ends of the earth for me because they know I would do it for them. You just know who they are, you know.
You're right.
And there's very few of those types of people in your life.
True.
That, you know, there's only a few people I would, you know, step in front of a bullet for, you know, I would just die for.
Right.
And I know how to definitely be loyal. I'm loyal to those who don't even sometimes deserve my loyalty, you know. It's just,
yeah,
you know, if I have belief in a person, I will be I will be loyal in my role, you know, to them. Girl, I don't know, loyalty, it's such a beautiful word, but it's just so hard to really come by. And you get hurt a lot with loyalty because, you know, you can give it and then come to find out it just that person had no intentions of ever being loyal. Like, that was not in the plans at all. And I'm not just talking about, like, relationships. But
no
friendship.
Yeah, I'm not
you know, business, employers, just across the board. I mean, so many people are like loyal to their jobs, to their employer, and that employer
but they're not loyal to them.
Not an ounce.
loyalty to them. You're absolutely right.
And
I think I was.
And then there are employees.
I'm sorry. Right.
And then there are owners, CEOs who are loyal and to their employees, and their employees are, you know, stealing from them and, you know, just it's just so hard, and everything across the board is just so hard to come by. And, I mean, I find it in just about every aspect because, you know, it's like you'll count on somebody. You'll count. They'll say, you know, I got your back. I'm committed. And it's not just relationships, but, I mean, just other things. I got your back. You know, we're in this, whatever. And then you call them, and you don't even get a call back because you're waiting for them to show up to what they said they were going to show up to. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't get a call.
Yeah.
You don't get anything. And then they, you know, go on these rants on social media or to other people. Like, they're just the king of the, for their gods to the world. And I'm like, boy, I hope ain't nobody buying that crap.
Right. And it's so funny to say that because I was like, I wasn't even talking about being disappointed in romantic relationships. I'm talking about even friendships you forged or work relationships where you work your ass off, and then they turn around, and it's totally happened to me where they were like, oh, we don't need your services anymore, thanks. It's not even your performance. It's just, we're just, you know, we're good. And it was like, wait, what?
We're good.
I mean, you're,
we don't want to pay you
your
anymore.
Performance, basically, they were like, it wasn't even your performance. You've had rave reviews, but we just, we're good. You know what I'm saying? So, and it happens all the time.
I think it's just the nature of humans, really. I mean, I've come to understand that as I get older, that humans are just, they're going to be human. And part of most people's makeup is to look out for self, to be self-involved, to do other people in, to use people, to be opportunistic. That's in a lot of people's nature. And so when loyalty is just that golden treasure, you finally find it in someone, you treat it like absolute gold. And then you know loyalty, too, because I have girl, what are you doing?
Nothing. What happened?
It was a lot of noise. One of the things you'll know, like in friendships too, is that like my really, really good friends, I don't even talk to them every month, but we pick up wherever we left off as if we never skipped a beat, and we know that we got each other's back 100% no matter what, you know.
Sure.
But, you know, life is busy, and even though we don't, you know, talk every week or whatever the case, that loyalty is there because we know each other, we've seen each other at our worst, you know, at our best, and we've seen it all in each other, you know, and we still love each other no matter what, you know, no matter what has happened. That's that's so rare to come by, and it's a beautiful thing. But it was funny when you said being that friend that shows up with the shovel and he don't ask questions, you just jump in the car. Now, now I remember in my 20s I had a girlfriend, I won't say her name, but at the time her husband now, but at the time they were just dating, she was concerned that he was cheating, and so she, you know, I was on the north side, she lived on the south side, he lived on the south side. I drove all the way in the middle of the night from the north side all the way to the south side, and she was like, girl, I just need you, just come. I got to go see what he's doing, what's going on, what's happening. And so I'm like, okay, I get up, pajamas and all, get in the car, drive over. I'm like, what's going on, girl? She was like, just come with me, girl. And just she darn near broke his door down to get in that house to find out what was going on. And there I was by her side. You know, we could have easily been arrested right now, but we were, like, kicking that door down. But that was my girl, and I felt her because she was there for me in a similar situation. And it's like, you know, but, of course, now I would question. I'd be like, now what are we about to do? No, we're not doing that.
No, wait, where are we going? Wait,
let me talk to you for a minute. Let me bring over a bottle of wine. Let's talk it out. You know,
Exactly. We got stuff to do.
Yeah,
we don't need a stalker charge. Right.
Right. But, yeah, those are, like, your ride or die girls. Like, I would just get up. She'd be like, look, we need to go over here and do this. I was there, you know. So, and she was there for me in a very similar situation. So, you know, that's that ride or die. That's that loyalty. And I don't even talk. I still don't even talk to her, like, every month. We go months without talking, but when we do talk, girl, it's just like we've been talking every day.
That is hard to come by. I love that when you don't talk to somebody for a long time and it's like 3 hours later, you're like, girl, I got to go to bed. Like, I've been talking to you forever. Because it doesn't matter the length of time. But it becomes some type of thing for me when it's like I'm the one that initiates all the contact. I don't know. After a while, I get like, really, why am I doing all the initiation of contact? All of it. For years at a time. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm like, wait. That's what I mean. And then as far, like you're saying, like we were saying, loyalty in a relationship, like we're supposed to be in this together and you're supposed to be loyal enough to tell me the truth. Like, you sick of me, you don't want me no more, you whatever that is. You know what I'm saying? Like, loyal enough to tell me the ugly truth. Because I always say that. I'd rather give the ugly truth than the pretty lie. Because the pretty lie doesn't hold up. It's just a lie. So just tell me the ugly truth, whatever that means to you. And you don't even know if I can handle it or not. I might be sick of you. You know what I'm saying? In a relationship situation, I might be sick of you. In a friendship situation, it might be that you don't want to say you're going through something. It might be that I'm trying to work something out. You know what I'm saying? It might be a whole bunch of situations, but I think we are all super protective of ourselves, and we don't tell ourselves everything. You know what I mean? We don't share, and I think that's back to my whole guarded thing, that we are so used to self-protection that we don't even sometimes let the people know that are checking on us what's really happening.
I think there's a saying, not having so much faith in man, but put all that faith in God, because man will let you down. Humankind, not just men, but humans will disappoint. at some point. And
sure. But
just having an understanding, and you know who's real, who's genuine. I think you just you'll just pick up on it. And
right.
I think as we get older, we stop giving benefit of the doubt so much.
No. Right. And I feel like we all, I mean, everybody needs somebody. I know that's true, too. And you just, sometimes, like you're saying, that you put your faith in God, but sometimes you need, like, a physical person there to help you out. You might need a hug. You might need a bottle of wine in a conversation sometimes. Sometimes we all need that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shoot. I don't know. You and I have sat around with some drinks and had some talks. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you just, you need to, like, sit with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Right.
Martini Thursday. One of my favorite days of the week.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My favorite day. But, you know, sometimes you just need to sit and talk to somebody and get a different perspective maybe and get a different take on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just
That's
need
true.
That. I don't know. Yeah.
Let's take a caller here. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, caller, you have a question or comment for What's on Brittany's Mind Monday?
Yeah. John Dizzo.
What's up,
hey,
John
Dizzo?
Dizzo.
We ain't
how you doing?
Kind of call you in a while, John Dizzo.
I know what you did.
Yeah, I know. You know how life get in the way of your desires, you know, so I haven't been able, you know, to call and mess with y'all like I want to.
Wow.
What's your question for Brittany Monday?
Man, I ain't got no question. I was calling to say what up. Y'all talking about loyalty and all that. Man, I think the problem is, man, people are individualistic, especially us as a people. I think we've strayed from our nature of community, unity, family. And now we are so sucked into this individualistic trait that is really not natural to us as a people, that there is no such thing as loyalty, because loyalty is based on how one thinks they should be fulfilled instead of how more than one person feels like they can do for each other collectively. You know, and honestly, I don't pledge allegiance to nobody except Allah himself. And so I think when we talk about loyalty, we have to also be mindful of ourselves. Are we requiring or demanding a level of devotion from people unto ourselves that we're really not prepared to do in the same way that maybe someone will do in the same way for us? Because a lot of times we sit around talking about, man, loyalty so hard to find. Loyalty, man, ain't no loyal people. And in many ways, if we're going to be pragmatic, yeah, it's hard to find, because your idea of loyalty may not be my idea of loyalty. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, you know, and a lot of times I think people are looking for everybody else to fulfill what's already in them. So they're looking for everybody to be devoted unto themselves, and you strip away at yourself looking for everybody else to devote themselves to you, instead of in many ways looking inside of you, being loyal to your own self and taking people as they are and accepting people for who they are. So you better have a better idea of how to better navigate and choose your friends as well as lovers.
Okay. I like that. John Dizzo, we have missed you in your deep comments. I understand life is getting in the way, man, but look at you dropping wisdom, calling in. I love it.
you know, once in a while, you know, when I'm sober, I can, you know, say some profound things, but if I'm drunk.
Well, well thank you for being sober and calling us. We so appreciate it.
Absolutely. You lovely ladies have a wonderful night, unless you have any questions for me tonight.
Well, I did have a question of something you said that was interesting. You said it depends on what loyalty means to the person, which I totally believe, because what loyalty is to me, the other people, they're like, that's not loyalty to me. Loyalty is this, you know.
Right.
I think that is so true. So what yeah. is loyalty to you all, John Dizzo, Brittany? What is loyalty? What does that look like to you? That's an interesting comment. Go ahead, John.
You want me to go first, Brittany?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Honestly, I don't even look for loyalty. I accept people for who they are. I don't expect people to be beholden onto me because of my selfish, you know, desires that I may have. And honestly, in many ways, I don't want too many people to be loyal to me because I may not want to be loyal to you.
Wow.
And you know, people always talk about loyalty this, loyalty that. At the end of the day, let's be real. If we're not going to do for ourselves and really do for our families, and you know, and really, man, once you start walking that path of Allah, man, you start realizing the only loyalty that anyone should have is loyalty unto the will of God, because at the end of the day, we can see through the demons in our closet and the hardships of our past and the insecurities we deal with today that when we do put our faith and trust in man, we end up getting scarred from it and many times can't move past those scars in our older so-called mature years. And so once we learn to start getting more spiritual with ourselves and stop looking for loyalty and more so be more accepting of who people are, I think it'll be a lot easier for one to be able to have a more sound mind and more accepting of themselves at the end of the day.
So do you think it's possible for people to be loyal to their community, to their people?
I mean, we've got people that say they loyal to their communities and to their people, and then they going around your back, you know what I'm saying, trying to get kickbacks. Going underhanded mess, you know. I mean, look at Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. I mean, they're part of the same political party, and they're supposed to ride together. And at the end of the day, they all looking out for self. Hillary Clinton looking out for self. Donald Trump looking out for self. And yet what's so funny is all these candidates that we want to use as an example of loyalty are looking out for themselves, and yet we are so loyal to these political parties. You know, when I've got to vote for Hillary because Trump a burner. Hey, listen, no matter who you vote for, just know your self-interest ain't going to be looked out for. So you're being loyal to people that many times are not loyal to you, because their idea of loyalty is what you can do for them, not necessarily what's required of them to do for you. Mm. Yeah, people talk that loyalty message all the time.
Well, John Dizzo,
so
we appreciate that you were drinking heavy today. You have brought some real interesting insight. I loved it, John.
Yes, it was. It was.
Thank you so much.
John?
Oh, he's gone. He's gone.
Mm-hmm, he's gone.
That was interesting.
Yes.
I guess that is one of the things, like your definition of loyal.
Of loyalty.
And what you need. Mm-hmm. And I do, you know, for me anyway, it's, you know, me and God have our relationship. I talk to God every day. I thank God for my life and how it is every single day. But then, you know, I see people. And I understand that, you know, everybody's not me, everybody's not like me, everybody's not like whoever, You know, and mm-hmm. when he said that, it's sometimes you forget that, to take people where they are, to accept mm-hmm. what their flaws, and for them to accept yours. And I think mm-hmm. we forget that a lot. And I do, and I know I'm guilty of that too. I mean, as a little kid, I remember my mother saying, treat people like you want to be treated. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody didn't learn that lesson.
Everybody
doesn't think
but
like
then there,
that.
There are some basics, though. There are some basics. Like,
I agree.
Some people do have high standards and high expectations of everybody, and they're disappointed all the time because most people can't bring that level of loyalty or commitment. But then there are just some basics, some just common
right.
courtesy, integrity, you know what
I
I'm saying? And
yeah.
And sometimes even that level, the first level of it is,
right.
is very hard to come by in a lot of people. Like
I
they
agree.
They didn't have the basics down of just being courteous and having integrity, period, you know.
I agree.
So and, you know, I know John Bissell doesn't agree, but loyalty is golden. And, yes, I agree, it does mean different things to different people, but there is just
right.
there's a common human being considerate of others
and like
some
you're saying, everybody
respect.
Ain't even there.
Right.
Everybody's
so
not even at that.
They don't have just the
right.
basics. They don't even have just
right.
the basics. So. Mm-hmm.
Or they know the basics and don't care about them. And I just can't believe that there are people. And that's where I get caught up, because I'm like, I cannot believe that you were raised by wolves like this. Like, this is your attitude in general. And I don't
mm-hmm.
know. I am taken aback by it. You know what I mean? And then, you know, then you, like John said, you have to take some people where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever. But like you're saying, there's some basic stuff. As far as, you know, you claim to care about me, you claim to be my friend, and then this is how you treat me, or this is what you do, or this is what happens. And that's the type of thing I'm talking about. It's just, I don't know. I mean, I don't, it just, I told this whole thing stemmed from loyal, like the loyal fans for the Cubs, and you see like these little old ladies and these little old men that have been waiting for this their whole lives, and they're just sitting in the stands so excited. And it's just so, to me, it's so cool to see. And I feel like there are no fans like, that was my other thing. I see people making these awful comments on social media about you all are stupid to be a Cubs fan and this and the other. And that just makes the person making the comment look stupid as hell. It's like, what did they do to you personally that you were this angry? You know what I mean? And I'm always surprised by, like, people's comments. And because social media is somewhat anonymous, people feel like they can say whatever the hell, and it's just
right.
fine. It's just interesting.
Because you can't reach out and touch them. Literally,
right.
But I don't like how, you know, so many people were behind Obama and then they just flipped and turned on him so quick. It's like, where is the loyalty? You see, the man has tried. I mean, he has tried and
right.
he has, you know, people working against him, and then you're going to turn yeah. on him too, you know. And I'm
right.
like, where is, that's when loyalty is really tested. You know, when
right.
you see this person
right.
is struggling and going against so many odds, I mean, just so much coming at him, and then you turn on him, that is heartbreaking. That is heartbreaking to witness, to watch. And, you know, I love Obama. You know, there's some things I don't, you know, didn't quite understand why he did certain or didn't do certain things. But
right.
I still, like, love and respect him because I know he was out there risking his life literally trying to make some things happen for us
right.
as a country and for the black community. So I am loyal to him. And I just don't understand people that have just turned on him. Like when you're talking about like the Cub fans and all that that's on social media, I don't like seeing that disloyalty towards Obama. And then, and even just,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the music industry, the black community is known for being disloyal to
mm-hmm.
to legends. So, you know, like here you have Beyonce, who's now really just trying to use her platform to speak on social justice, and then you got so many people in our own community just turning on her. And I'm just
wow.
like, you know, where is the loyalty? Whether they put out one
right?
bad record or whatever, you loved them for the first five records. They might put out
right.
maybe one record you didn't really wasn't digging, but loyalty is loving them anyway. Like they must have been going through something when they did this one, but I still love them. I'm still buy their stuff. I'm still go see them, you know, because you
right.
know that they'll come back. And you know, I hated seeing people like turn on Obama, turn on Beyonce when they're trying so hard to use their passion, their love for their community to do stuff, and they're running up against so many obstacles, and then you just have groups of their own community turning on them. I just don't understand
right.
that. I just, you know, you stay
oh
loyal.
My.
And I will put out there on Facebook, I am a loyal Beyonce fan. You know, I don't care if she makes one bad song. You know, I am loyal to her because she's bad as
right.
hell. She's bad as hell.
It's
you know, I love
the
her.
Song you don't like. And why is that a crime? Like, people go in
right.
because I would never forget that video she made with Jay-Z, and they were like, this is awful, and she should make another video, and how dare she get her booty slapped by her husband in her video. I was just like, what is happening?
Oh my God. You know, B.B. King said something interesting years, years ago. He said,
mm-hmm.
If I counted on my own community, I would be homeless and broke.
Wow.
He said, because we don't stay loyal. We do not stay loyal. I thought that that was very interesting. I thought that was a very interesting comment that he made. He said he would have been broke and homeless, you know, playing that guitar
wow.
somewhere on a street corner
uh-huh.
if he just
uh-huh.
played to a black audience. I don't know. I just thought that was an interesting comment. So I know John Dizzle doesn't agree, but loyalty is golden. It is golden. It's rare to come by.
I agree. So that is what has been on Brittany's mind for the past couple weeks. In a nutshell.
That's a lot.
That's
a lot.
I love that you're like, that's a lot. You know, it's so funny. I just, sometimes I sit around and I just hear stuff. Stuff comes to me, basically. And it's just like, mm-hmm. you know, this would be interesting to talk about with people because I know, I want to know what people think, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's so funny that, I don't know, I guess it's not funny. It's just that these things, what happens now is, like, I'll think of something and I'll put it on my notes in my phone, and then
mm-hmm.
I'll come back to it like, where did I come up with that? Like before my topic show, like I've written all these questions down, and the one about your oldest self, I I totally forgot I wrote that down. I was like, oh my goodness, this is so good. Anyway.
Oldest self.
I would love for you all to, like, email us or send us a message about what you thought about some of these questions and if you and your people discuss them. So please let us know. I think this is just the wheel spinning in my head. I'm going to save my last question next time, because then it'll be around the holidays, because I'm going to throw it out there. It's about tradition. What?
Oh, Lord.
Okay. I love you, like,
oh Lord.
So I'm going to save that one for next time.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Malika. Yeah. This is a good one. Do you have anything you want to say to our listeners today? Anything happening?
Anything for our listeners today?
Yeah. Stay prayerful. Stay centered
with
your higher power, whatever you call him.
Right.
That's who you put all your faith in. And
right.
Know that humans may disappoint you from time to time. Many of them are good. You know, you'll know the bad ones, but one thing you'll get clarity is when you're closer to your higher power and you pray for clarity. And he will send the right people into your life. He'll remove the wrong people. And that's what I have to say to the listeners tonight.
Yes. I love that. You know, and that's so funny. I ask, when me and God talk, I'm like, look, I need this to be so clear to me that there is no mistake. There is no doubt about this. And I always get the answer, because I always leave my decisions, especially my major decisions, up to God. Me and God have a discussion. We work it out. It's made clear to me, and make it happen, because that's all you can do. It's because, you know, like you said, man will disappoint and things like that, but when you know yourself, when you have this relationship with the higher power, you can make anything happen. Anything is possible. And I know that for sure.
Right.
I don't know. What's happening this week? Everybody, I hope you had a happy Halloween, if you're into that. I'm not, so we didn't talk about that on the podcast. That's not my thing.
I'm not in Halloween either.
I'm not my thing. That is not my thing. And I don't dress up. Like, I've been to parties, I'm like, I'm Britney. And people are like, really? No, that's not a costume. I'm like, it's me. I've done it more than once. And they're like, yeah, that's not a costume. I'm just not into it. But I hope everybody out there is safe and staying safe. I only have my doorbell ring once. I have not bought a bit of candy or turned my porch light on. So we could come in over here. So, yeah, that didn't happen today. But, you know, stay safe. I'm going to play with my phone. Hopefully it'll keep working for years to come, since I've paid a car note on it. Malika, as always, been a blast.
It's been a blast.
It's been a blast, girl. It's been a blast. You put a lot on my brain.
I hope I put some fun stuff on your brain. Not just good stuff.
Fun stuff. It's all good. It's not bad.
It's all good, right?
It was all good.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Makes you think. And that's what I try to do. As always, again, catch us Monday nights at 7:30. Thank you so much for listening, Malika. Same time, same station next week. Yes, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. This is 30 Plus. What the fuck?
The frails, this when my come in, they gotta use the scale that they weigh the whales with.
Parsons on the Jeep, Scotty made the prototype. Hope you get the picture, but you just can't fold the light.
Tournament is making, kicking down the door, and we burning naked.
The house costs a million, sitting on the beach, and the only thing I know is this furnish I'm gonna take.
My bathtub lift up, my walls do a 360. We got the that the government got. Talking money, then you rubbing the spot.
Real, say that they be wildish. We on the Cayman Islands, on the yacht with our favorite album.
Bad, when the plate is salmon. Spinning and drinking, is you thinking that our fate is valid?
I love my nigga for the fact that he real, and the body on the back of his square.
What? Yeah. And if you facing capital fun, pass me a and I'ma give you time to run while rapidly.
We gon' make it. We gon' make it.